If you lit the Ner Chanukah higher than 20 yamas high, it's like 40 or 30 feet high, is psula. In such a case, you're possible. Why? Kisuku kumovi. The same way there's a lock of sukkah, the schach, can't be 20 yamas high, or in a movi, when you matter a movi with a lechi, or with a kaira, which is a heker, the kaira on top front of the movi can't be 20 yamas high. Vice versa, the swaris, people don't notice something so high up. Here also, what's the mitzvah in Ner Chanukah? Pierce some hanes. It's about people don't notice something so high up. Hinamakai in the mitzvah pesumanisa. Drashi psula to leisholta ve'ena. People don't look so high. Lamala mechofama. Voleki pesumanisa. Hinamakai in the mitzvah Chanukah. Pierce some hanes. Kisuku kamovi. The tenan bahu behedja. There it says claw of the erven over mesech the sukkah the psili. V'yav yeschach more than 20 yamas high. Yeposel. So Peshetzer, this means, let's say you're living in an apartment house on the third or floor high. So that you still makayim the mitzvah because people inside your house sees it. Just if nobody's in your house, you only want light for the people outside, then you would be makayim the mitzvah. But let's, once you're 30 feet high off the ground, then you're not makayim the mitzvah. 40. Charlie, how much an amr is? Or 4.5 or 2 feet? No, you still, because the mice, people in your house see it. And see, some people outside do see it also. So could I. Perhaps you could have somebody in the apartment house across the street from you, the same level as you, could see straight across. So. Right. The Yomar Rav Kana, Dorosh Rav Nosim by Menyumi, Mishmei the Rav Tanchum, Maidich Siv, what does the Pasuk say? By Yosef, V'habor Reik Ein Boi Mayim. The bor was empty, when the brothers threw Yosef into the bor, it was empty, and there was no water there. Since the Pasuk says the bore of the pit was empty, there's no water there. Empty means there's nothing there. What does the Pasuk mean to say there's no mayim, there's no water there? It's a diik mayim main boy. There was no water there. But you know there were snakes were there, that was there. So what does it got to do with water is not there? Some of us want to say that if there would have been water there, it's not so dangerous to be with snakes. Because the snakes will drink the water of our koponim. But about there was no water there, and the snakes there, if you come in there, the zikha can eat you up. So it was the biggest akona like. That's what the Pasuk is telling you. There was no water there, there were snakes, and no water is the biggest akona. Another shailer is, what does it have to do with the Gemara Chanukah here? So some want to say the pshat is, gefort, how did the brothers throw them in there? Some rachamans they should have had. So the pshat is, it was more than 20 yamas deep. And we're saying now, 20 yamas, you don't realize what's doing there. So now the brothers didn't realize there was akvarim there. So the Pasuk asked the Gaal to us, even though they didn't realize it, but the Maid said there were snakes there, and there was a nest, Minash Shemayim, and nothing happened to Yosef. Omar Rabba, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah, Lanicha, Betefach, Hasmuch, LePesach. You're supposed to put it near your door. But what does it mean in what we had before, outside, but not in the middle of the Shusar Rav, not in the middle of the Chotzer, but it should be near your doorway, that people should know it's you that put it out there. So how much close to your doors have to be? A tefach. Like 4 inches close to the door it should be. Trashi mitzvah l'nicha v'ayit d'rash shiter is b'chotzer, either in your Chotzer, or else over your Shusar Rabim. Even if like you have the Chotzer, and you want to put it near the door of the Chotzer, outside of the Shusar Rabim, it's also with smutter, b'tefach ha'somach l'pesach. Albeit a tefach near the door to your chotzer. Shim yachi keno lahalom, because if you can put it away further away than a tefach, min a pesach, ain't a nikah shel balabayis nikashom. People don't know that you, the balabas, put it there. People think somebody else put it there. So it has to be a tefach near the door, either the door to your house or the door to your chotzer. So the mar of a hechi menach, which side of the door is the mitzvah to put in Ner Chanukah? Vechi menach lei. Rav Acha b'rei the Rav Omam Yemin. You're supposed to put it on the right side of your door. Rav Shmuel medifte Oma Mismuel. No, put it on the left side. So the more of a Hilchasa Mismuel, no locher is supposed to put it on the left side of the door. Why? Everything you do on the right side is more choshev. But here, Kadesh Yate Ner Chanukah Mismuel or Mezuzah Yemin. Like to be Mesuvah both sides with mitzvahs. So now if you have the Mezuzah on the right side, put the Ner Chanukah on the left side. Shrashim Yemin, Bichnisasa Levesel Yemin. That's the first one on the Yomah, Pshita, because it's more chosh of the right side. The next one says, no, the left side, but mezuzah, kaimulon de b'yamin. The mezuzah has to be on the right side of your door with the entrance coming into your house. The yachsev beitcho, put the mezuzah beitcho, derech biyoscho, we dash in derech the way you come into your house. When somebody's standing outside and is about to walk into his house, usually he puts his right foot in first. You start walking with your right foot. And most people are righties, so the huadim, your feet, they're also righties, so you move your right foot first. Therefore, the right side is a derech entering your house first. So now the mezuzah should be on the right side, and the nechanek should be on the left side. This is no gay. If somebody lights inside his house, usually the people that are not makbet light near the window, that they rather light for the bnei beis inside the house, there's also an inyan to write it near the pesach of your house. It should be done in the middle of the living room in your house. It is near the entrance to the main part of your house, but it should be near the pesach. Now this, it should be a tefach near the pesach, and it should be on the left side, not on the opposite side of the mezuzah. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav. Also, lahart sois moyes kenega ner Chanukah. In case you have ner Chanukah, you're not allowed to like look at your money in front of the ner Chanukah. Like you want the light to use it to see count the money. You shouldn't do it in front of the ner Chanukah. Trashi lahart sois limnois to count. So lechura, this we had before. It's also lishdamish. Not allowed to have hano from it. So what's the chiddush over here? So Eshton, maybe this is going to come to man the yom. Push it the same halacha that we had before. We also before also l'shtamish liyoyva. We will say here the hezbris maybe that what that Rav saying it's also laharatzoy smoyes knegin erchanika. You can't count your money to use this light to count the money. So the Maraki Amrisa came to Shmuel. He told over this halacha in front of Shmuel Omali. He told to me v'chiner kedusha yeshbo. Does the erchanika have kedusha? What's wrong? Why not? Why can't I count my money in front of the erchanika? It has no kedusha to it. It's not like the menorah. It's just like the menorah in the base of Migdish. It has kedusha. It's also bano. He can't have enough in the menorah. But the chur ner chanuk is not a menorah. So why is it also? Zok the trick name maskav la Rabbi Yosef. The chidam kedusha yeshboi. His halacha when you shechta a oif or you shechta chayin is a mitzvah kisi adam. After you shechta oif, the dam that falls on the floor, he's supposed to memechasu it. He's supposed to cover it up with offer. And his halacha the Tanya, the writer says. V'shofach, the pasuk says v'shofach, the dam should spill. V'chisa, and you should cover up the dam. We dashin b'mashe shofach yichasa. How are you supposed to cover up the dam of the oif with your hands? Just like you made the shchita with your hands, you should cover up the dam with your hands also. What's the drosha? Shlo yichasenu beregel. You should not cover it up though with your foot. You should like be mevaza the mitzvah and use your foot just to kick the dirt on top of the blood. Shlo yehei mitzvahs bezuyis alov. You should not be mavaza the mitzvah. And since there's a mitzvah kisi adam, so it's a mavuza to take your feet and just to kick the dirt all over it. So what are you supposed to do? The pasuk says, use your hands. So you see how these are mitzvah, you're not supposed to mavaza the mitzvah. That even though there's no kedusha to the dam, there's a new yisur not to be mavaza mitzvahs. Here also ner chanukah. Since ner chanukah is a mitzvah, it's a ner shah mitzvah, you should not be mavaza the mitzvah by using it for the purposes. So the marhochi nami. That the ner chanukah should not be mevuzah by you. You should not use other things. Not look at your money. And the Ran speaks out as lav dach looking at your money. And any other type of attachments you should not do in front of the ner chanukah. So I'll call you be mevuzah the mitzvah. So Rashi b'mash shofach biyoda, just like you made the shchita with your hand. Shofach bo v'leib b'ragel, not with your foot. And so then the kisui should be done with your hands, not with your feet. Tomorrow boy minay Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Mahal listapek minoya sukkah kol shiva. You have the sukkahs, you have a sukkah, and you put up noya sukkah, you put nice decorations all around the sukkah. Are you allowed to have hano from the noya sukkah, the decorations of the sukkah, kol shiva? Throughout the whole yant of the sukkahs, can you have hano from it? So negay to us, like, is there a svara, visa mitzvah or not? Can you have hano? Once you put up these decorations, it's zikha mitzvah. It's hibbe mitzvah, you're decorating your sukkah. Can you have hano from it or not? Rashi noya sukkah means perish atolim bolanoi. You hung up perish, you hung up grapes in your sukkah. Now in the middle of sukkah, you want to eat them. Is it mutter or not? Omalei answered back, Harei Omru, we learned, we had this before by Chanukah. Also, lahatzes moyes kenega ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to count your money in front of the ner Chanukah. So you see, it's called the biza mitzvah. Here also, by noya sukkah, it's mevaza to use it for something else. Omar Rabbi Yosef, grace the time in the back. Mori d'Avrom, like Loshin's Rashi, Loshin to me, who I have a kasher on you, like the father of Avrom, I have a kasher on you. Toli Tanya, I asked you a shayla by Noi Sukkah, and you're answering back a raya from Ner Chanukah. So Toli Tanya, you told me something that learned Beferish. Hey, by the Noi Sukkah, the Beferish of Raisa, that's awesome. But the Leitanya, you brought me a raya from Noi Sukkah, from Aloha of Hilchas Chanukah. But the Leitanya, Hilchas Chanukah doesn't say anywhere. There's no Raisa that's also to have a Noi from Ner Chanukah. Mashenken, there is a Raisa of Noi Sukkah. So what are you answering Noi Sukkah is also? Because of Chanukah, if I cared. I'll learn out Chanukah is also because of Noi Sukkah. The Braisa only talks about Noi Sukkah. Where's the Braisa? Sukkah, Noi Sukkah. Sukkah Tanya. Sukkah, it says the Farish in the Braisa. Chanukah le Tanya. The Lachot, you can't have a Noor from the Ner Chanukah, doesn't say anywhere in the Braisa. The Tanya, where's the Braisa? The Braisa says, Sikhacha Kilchosa. You made a Sukkah and you put the Schacha on top of it, Kilchosa, the way you're supposed to. You have Roiv Tzel. The itro, you made itro means you decorated it, the chromim, different type of decorations, or the sadinim, type of sheets you put on, with suyonim, they have nice pictures on it, the tolobo agoizim, you hung nuts on it, afraskin, peaches, shkedim, almonds, remoinim, pomegranates, opachile, anovim, clusters of grapes, the itro, shal shiboilim, zangin, type of stalks you put there, yenois, wine, shal shmonim, oils, the slosotais, flour you put there, all these things you decorate your sukkah with, it's up to Braisa, also listapek mehen, you're not allowed to have hanor from the noy sukkah, ad moitzoy yontav achor and shochag, until the moitzoy yontav of the second day yontav of Simchas Torah, till after Simchas Torah, that's when you're allowed to have hanor. So the Farish of Braisa, that the noy sukkah is also to have hanor from. Also the Braisa, the Nisn Aleim, Luitzoy, when you first put up the decorations, you made a Beferisha tonight that I don't want it to become Osir. I have tonight. I want to use it throughout Sukkis. Then I call Lufit Tanoi. And then the Tanoi is Chal. And it's not Chal and Kedusha. It's not like Bota to the Sukkah. And then you're allowed to have enough of the Noi Sukkah. So I call upon him, this is a Beferisha Bright that Noi Sukkah is also. So the Gemara Elo, Om Rabbi Yosef, Avu and the Kula Dam. It's not true. That the Bright that says Sukkah is also. There's a Gemara that says that Chanukah is also. Now, how do we know these Yisoidis, that Zay, the mitzvah of Chanukah, of the Sukkah, and the mitzvah of Chanukah, the Avua, the father of, I mean, where's the saying, the Torah of such an Issa? That's from Dam, that we had before. By Kisya Dam, there's a Drosh, the Pasuk says, B'shofach V'chisa, that the same way you made the Shchita with your hands, you should cover up the Dam with your hand. What's the Yisoid in that mitzvah? Not to be Mevaza mitzvahs. So that's the Yisoid for mitzvahs. Anytime you do a mitzvah, you're not supposed to move out of the mitzvah. So from this I know the Brice learns out that Noi Sukkah is also, it's a mitzvah to make the Sukkah look nice. So you're not supposed to move out in the middle of Sukkot and take and use it for some other purpose. And who in the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah also. You're not supposed to move out of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah and use the Ner for some other purpose. Since it was set aside for a mitzvah, it should only be used for mitzvah and not for other purposes. The mitzvah of the Zuyasolah. I'm all they light candles, they say, but the they light nerus in the shul. It's a mitzvah to mahadav in the shul, either light for your side or stand in front to light a ner. A guy who has a cigarette and he wants to light a cigarette, he's also to light it from the ner. Because since the ner is a mitzvah, if you light your cigarette from it, you'll be mevaz of the mitzvah. So the eight amol and yontiv, they want to have a ner to be lit, you have to have a special candle, set aside a cigarette candle. Whoever wants to light cigarettes on yontiv could use it. But they shouldn't go to the yomid where the guy where it's lit the shame mitzvah for the ner tamid or lit tam for shame of your side, you shouldn't light your cigarette from it. That's called to be mevazeh the mitzvah. Since it's oimid for mitzvah, you shouldn't use it for other purposes. Right? Boy, my name Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Mao list this one. Itma Rav Omar. Eimad liki minel ner. It's pushed to the halacha and Chanukah. You want to light them from one ner to another ner, or else somebody lit his menorah already. Now you want to come and light your neiros. Can you light your shamish from his menorah or not? Is madlikim in el neir, is it mutter or not? Is Rav Amar ein madlikim in el neir, it's also. Ushmul Amar no madlikim, it's mutter. Hey, since you're lighting it for the purpose to do a mitzvah, that's not called a visa mitzvah. As if you light it's time to light your cigarette, that's also according to Shmuel. But since you're lighting from the menorah, al-manath, light another menorah, that's not called a visa mitzvah, you're doing it the same mitzvah. Such Rashi, Minela, near the Chanukah, could a first time look at me, we'll soon explain why. That's one Machlaikas, Rav and Shmuel. Another Machlaikas is, Rav Omar ain matir and tzitzis me begad the begad. You have a begad shal tzitzis, and you decide you want to change begad and have a new begad, so you want to take off the old tzitzis from one begad, it's usher. It's called the Mevizu Mitzvah. since this beggar now has tzitzis on it, it's a beggar shal mitzvah, by taking off the tzitzis, you're passing the beggar, it's a bizli. If you're taking it off for purpose of using the tzitzis for another beged, since you're using it for another mitzvah, that's mutter. You'll have to take off from one beged to put it on two. You'll have to take off tzitzis one beged to another beged. Another locher is, Rav Amar ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon b'Gerera. We don't hold like Reb Shimon in Hilchas Shabbos. That's a shaila from Dovah Shreinim Miskavin. We'll soon see what it is. Oh, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no halacha k'Reb Shimon b'Gerera. We paskin like Reb Shimon in Hilchas Shabbos that a Dovah Shreinim Miskavin is mutter. Abi, it's not a psik reishu, it's mutter. We'll soon see what the case is. Omer Abaye, Zogt Abaye, the klal is, kol mili demar, whatever, kol mili demar of it kirav. Whatever my Rebbe told me I did like Rav, levar mehani tlas. Usually the locher is karav b'isura. If it's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel and Isurim, usually the klal is we paskin like Rav. Lebar mehani tlas, except for these three machlekesin, tiyovik Shmuel, he says Rebbe, Rashi says that's Rabba ban Achmeni, or the Abaye's Rebbe, did in these three halachas like Shmuel. That's why it's brought down these three things together. Even though usually the locher is like Rav, here we paskin like Shmuel. What are the three things? That madlikim in elanir, he was matted to you like Shmuel, you're allowed to light the menorah from one nair to another nair. Since you're doing it the shei mitzvah, it's not called to be the mitzvah. Oh, matiru me beggar the beggar. You can take off tzitzis from one beggar, I'm not to put on to another beggar. V'alocha k'reb shimon begreira. We also pass in the Hilchas Shabbos, like Reb Shimon, that dover shenim eskavit is mutter. D'tanya, Reb Shimon oimer, goyer odim, a person of lot of schlep, lot of drag, mita, a bed, kisei, a chair, a sapsul, a stool, on the ground on Shabbos. Even though when you're carrying it, dragging along the floor, it's making a charitz. It's making, you're being over the Issa Harisha. You're making a hole in the ground. Let that be an Issa Harisha. It will tear it to his mutter. Why? Obelvach lo yiskaven lasas charitz. Because you don't have kavana now to make a scratch in the ground. Your kavana is tam. You want to drag the chair home. It's on Yontif, or else it's on Shabbos. You're carrying in your backyard, you're allowed to carry, you have a nerve there. So you have your chair outside in the backyard, you want to carry it inside the house. So your kavanah is tam dragging the chair, take it inside your house. Your kavanah is not to make the charitz on the ground. That's called a dover shen in the skavin, which is a machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda. If Yehuda holds dover shen in the skavin, it's also. If Shimon holds mutter, so if Yehuda Shabbos, we pass the look of Shimon. A dover shen in the skavin is mutter. Providing it's not a psik reisha. That means it has to be that it's not 100% zichum, that when you drag the chair, you have to make a charitz, you have to make a hole in the ground. If it's 100% called a psik ratio, it has to happen, then it's also. There's no p'tur any miskavim. But avi, it's not a psik ratio, tova sheni miskavim is mutter. So the Gemara, hu merabonin, Yosef, hu merabonin, some rabonin was sitting, kai made the ravada baravin, front of ravada barava. The Yosef, the Sindhi, the Koma, they're saying, time of the Rav. What's pshat in Rav that Rav says you can't light a madlikim in el aner? You can't light a candle, your menorah, from one menorah to another menorah. You can't light. Why not? What's Rav's tam? Mishun biza mitzvah. Is the tam is because you'll be mevazah the mitzvah. Since you're letting lit the menorah, it's a mitzvah. You can't take another ner to light. That's what he said. Ukama, and he said always, Ukama, time of the Rav, mishun biza mitzvah. That is the tam of Rav. Omalu, they told him, don't listen to him. That's not the time of Rav. The time of the Rav, what is here the time of Rav? Mishum the komachish mitzvah. Because you're taking away from the mitzvah. So Drashi, time of the Rav, minel and ner, mishum biza mitzvah, that's the first man yama. What does the biza mitzvah mean? Shemad le kisum. You take an in-between thing. You take a toothpick. And you want a light. One, the menorah, you take the lit menorah, you take a toothpick and light it from the menorah. Our menas to go to the next menorah to light. She'ena mina mitzvah miner shel mitzvah u'mimenu madlik hashar. That's called the biza mitzvah. If you take a toothpick to light it from the menorah, so lighting the toothpick is not a mitzvah. So even though you're taking this toothpick now to light the next candles, but lighting the toothpick itself is not a mitzvah. That's called the biza mitzvah. That's one man diyomim. But this pshat, let's say you take your nair of the second person that mamash wants to light this nair for Hanukkah, and he goes to the first nair and lights it, that will be mutter, because there's no biza mitzvah, because both nairs right away are mitzvahs. I'm taking my candle that I want to light the Shem Mitzvah on, and I'm lighting it from his candle. There's no Biza Mitzvah there. Both candles right away are Shem Mitzvah. So where is the case of Biza Mitzvah? Well, you take an in-between Shamish, or you take a toothpick, and you're lighting the toothpick for your menorah, so this lighting is not a Mitzvah yet. Even though you do with Tzarech a Mitzvah, but the Mitzvah is not here yet. That's one time. That's enough gemina. See, if the time is Mishum Biza Mitzvah, it's only yours for the toothpick. But if you light the nair itself, it will be mutter. The second one, Yerma says, no, the time is Mishum Mechachesh Mitzvah. So Drashi Yahushay, the Mechse command the shock on the Hura. It looks like when you light your candle from the menorah, like you're taken away from the fire of the menorah. And it looks like you're taking away a little bit of oil from the first menorah. That's as far from the Chushe Mitzvah. You're like taking away from the first Mitzvah. Not that you're being Mevazarit, but you're taking away from it. So this Pshat, even if the second there you want to light right now was the Shem Mitzvah, it also be Yosser. Because when you light your candle from his menorah, it looks like you're taking away from his oil. And that's also, that's Rav's time. So that's the Shaila, what is the time of Rav? Makash Mitzvah, tomorrow, my Benayu, what's Nachmina two times? A Gibanayu, the Komadlik Mishag Lashaga. You light Mamish from your menorah to his menorah. If it sounds Biza Mitzvah, man diyal mishum Biza Mitzvah, mishag l'shaga madlik, it's mutter. There's no Biza Mitzvah. I'm lighting my candle and my menorah from his menorah. They're both mitzvahs. There's no Biza Mitzvah. But man diyal mishum achushi Mitzvah, no. That when I light your from your menorah, it looks like I'm taking away from your or from your menorah, mishag l'shaga nami yosar. According to Rav, it's also to light my menorah from your menorah directly. It's also. Because it looks like I'm taking away from your menorah. That's the Shaila. What's Pshan Rav? And Afkamino Wachaf is, what's Pshan Shmuel? A Shmuel is matter. Hey, if Rav himself asks even a toothpick, then you'll say Shmuel. Forget this. Rav, it's if Rav even asks Miner Lener Mamish, then you'll say Shmuel is only matter Miner Lener. But a day a toothpick, maybe Shmuel holds also its Osir. But if Rav is matter a day Nair Lener, he only asks a toothpick, then even Shmuel is also matter a toothpick. So it's not gemina what Rav's svar is to know what the locha. So we pass like Shmuel. The locha to Shaila, machla both ways. We'll soon see. So the more, Moshe Rav Aviyah. Rav Aviyah is the kasha. The locha is